The next day they said, now we're going to teach my father a lesson. They take the god, they tie him up to a dog and they drop him in a well. Children, they want to innovate. They want to advance. They don't want to stagnate. They got guts. They want to go. They go get in. They want to move. So the morning the father gets up and he starts looking. And now he's fuming. This is now the fourth day. So he's really angry. He's really wild and everything. And he comes searching. And finally he finds the god in the well tied to a dog. But this coincided with the minute that Allah decided his hidayat. Really, that is what I need, my brother. And that is what you need. I can only hope and pray that that minute descends upon every one of us this very moment. That when it coincides, what Luqman Hakim said, عَوِّدْ لِسَانَكَ أَن تَقُولَ أَلَّهُمَّ اغْفِرْ لِي فَإِنَّ لِلَّهِ سَعَاتْ لَا تُرَدْ. Oh my son, make it a custom that you walk, talk, you just say, Allah forgive me, Allah forgive me. Because if you strike luck, this is winning the lottery. That when you say it, the angels say, Amin. You're gone, my son, and you're sailing in Jannat. So when he comes there and he sees this god in the well with the dog, Allah opened his eye, the spiritual eye. He said, Wallahi law kunta ilahan lam takun anta wa kalbun wasta bi'rin fi qaran uffil lam ilqaka ilahan mustadan al-ana fattashnaka an su'il ghaban alhamdulillahi al-aliyy dhil minan al-wahib al-razzaq dayyan al-din هو الذي أنقذني من قبل أن أكون في ظلمة قبر مرتهن بأحمد المهدي النبي المؤتمن أتوب إلى الله مما مضى وأستنقذ الله من ناره وأثني عليه بنعمائه إله الحرام وأستاره فسبحانه عدد الخاطئين وقطر السماء ومدراره هداني وقد كنت في ظلمة حليف منات وأحجاره وأنقذني بعد شيب القذال من شين ذاك ومن عاره فقد كدت أهلك في ظلمة تدارك ذاك بمقداره فحمدا وشكرا له ما بقيت إله الأنام وجباره أريد بذلك إذ قلته مجاورة الله في داره. He said, you exposed today my God. If you were a God, you wouldn't have been disgraced. Alhamdulillah al-Aliyy dhil minan. My Lord, I'm grateful. In my late 60s you opened my eyes. بأحمد المهدي النبي المؤتمن أتوب إلى الله مما مضى. Allah, I am asking you sign a pen of forgiveness on my past 60 years. وأستنقذ الله من ناري, save me from your fire. أثني عليه بنعمائه إله الحرام وأستاره. I praise you equivalent to my sins and the sinners of the sinners across the globe. أنقذني بعد شيب القذال. Allah saved me when my hair had become white. حليف منات وأحجاره فقد كدت أهلك في ظلمة. I don't know what would have happened to me in my grave, but Allah, you have saved me. I will live my life in piety, hoping that you will forgive me. Now, this is the wrap up of it. He embraces Iman, he regrets his past. Barely few months pass and the campaign of Uhud comes. He sees his youngsters, his three sons, preparing to participate in the campaign. So he says, folks, where are you people off to? They say, Dad, we're going in the battle and we're going to present our life. So he says, no, but I'm going to join you people as well. لَكِنَّ الْفِتْيَةَ أَجْمَعُوا عَلَىٰ مَنْعِ أَبِيهِمْ. They said, no, you can't come because you are crippled and you can't walk. He said, no, I'm going to come. Now, yesterday they were fighting, where's my idol? And the son said, I don't know. And the father said, you took it. And when this revolution of Hidayat came, then the youngsters are saying, Dad, you sit, we're going to present our life. And Dad says, you sit down, I am going. When Hidayat will not be in a home, Allah's Qasam, the arguments will be, where's my cigarettes? Where's my lighter? Where's my movie? Where's my DVD? When Hidayat will come in a home, where's my Quran? Who took my Musalla? Where's my Tasbih? What a pleasant thing. The father says, I'm going to report you to Nabi alayhi salam. So it's not children suing their father or father taking legal action against the children, which is a common sight. Tafiqa yashkuhum. He said, oh Allah's Nabi, inna baniya ha'ula yamna'unani an hadhal khair. Oh Nabi of Allah, I got a bad past. My youngsters, they haven't done the wrong I have done. The call is made. I need to show Allah I am sincere in my repentance. Tell my youngsters they must leave me alone. I want to go. Nabi alayhi salam looks at this mutual argument to excel in obedience. He says, خَلُّوا عَنْهُ. Leave the old man alone. لَعَلَّ اللَّهَ يَرْزُقُهُ الشَّهَادَةَ. Maybe Allah wants to accept his life in his path. فَخَلَّوْا عَنْهُ إِذْعَانًا لِأَمْرِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. They respect the sentiments of the Prophet of Allah. Historians have drawn a picture of emotion. They say, وَانْطَلَقَ عَمَرْ ابْنِ جَمُوحِ in his late 60s. Crippled, he walks on his one leg. يَحِيطُ بِهِ أَبْنَاؤُهُ الثَّلَاثَ. On the right is his son Mu'awwadh. On the left is his son Mu'adh. Behind him is his son Khallad. وَجُمُوعٌ كَبِيرَةٌ مِّن قَوْمِهِ بَنِي سَلْمَى. And a big presence from his tribe Bani Salma. They advance in the battle. يَثِبُ عَلَى رِجْلِهِ الصَّحِيحَ. He starts hopping on his able leg. And when the rumor was circulated of the assassination of the Prophet ﷺ, to signal psychological despondency, which is an agenda today. Physical defeat never marked the end of a nation. Psychological defeat marks the end of a nation. So the rumor was circulated on the assassination of the Prophet ﷺ. Few Sahaba rallied around him. Amongst those that rallied was Amr ibn Jamuh, hopping on his able leg, crippled, and he's saying, "Inni uhibbu an ata'a bi'arajati hadhihi fil jannah." I'm going to walk like this in Jannat with my crippled leg. وَكَانَ وَرَاءَهُ ابْنُهُ خَلَّاد. And because he wasn't very stable and he was wobbly, so one of the brothers, Khallad, he stood behind his father all the time. And as he goes, Allahu Akbar, hatta kharra sari'aini shahidaini fi ardi al-ma'rika, laysa bayna al-ibni wa abihi illa lahdhat. Somebody screams out and echoes the takbir, that there Amr ibn Jamuh falls, and with him falls his son Khallad. From worshipping idols of 60 years to a devout sahabi, and ultimately to the martyr of Uhud, Nabi alayhi salam said, "Leave the father and son, I want to look at them." خَلُّوهُمْ بِدِمَائِهِمْ وَجِرَاحِهِمْ فَأَنَا الشَّهِيدُ عَلَيْهِمْ. I seen the father give his life, I seen the son give his life. They will walk with me in Jannah. I have exceeded my time, and I hope and I pray that this convention can give us some food for thought. We can open our eyes. Remember, if that young boy has hidayat, our safety lies in death. The Quran said the little child of Khidr, Allah claimed his life because he was going to grow up. فَخَشِينَا أَن يُرْهِقَهُمَا تُغْيَانًا وَكُفْرًا. He was a little child, but he was going to grow up and rebel and take his parents into disbelief. So Allah said, let me take this boy out before he makes his parents kuffar also. The Quran says, open Surah Kahf and read, our safety lies in the hidayat. May Allah reward one and all that has put their heart, mind and soul in making this event a reality. May Allah let us be inspired, that we imbibe within ourselves the beautiful teachings that were presented from the Quran and the Hadith, and that we take a message from here and return. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.